Hello and welcome to Bonus Pod, the companion podcast to the Min-Max Show, a very special episode because for audio listeners, you might not know, I am live in person with CEO and founder Benjamin Merrill Hansen in Minneapolis.
In the Min-Max studio. Yeah, for this episode of Bonus Pod, you're alive.
I'm pretty cool. Living and breathing.
Yeah.
Flesh and blood.
You are soaking in the Minneapolis sights and sounds.
I am. I've loved just trotting around. I went to the Mall of America yesterday.
Yeah.
And I walked all four floors, the entire circles, every round. Christmas shopping.
How much good stuff did you get?
I got a lot of good stuff. I got some stuff for my sister. I got a jersey my brother really wanted because he's really... You're not watching, right, Alex? No way he's watching.
Don't say it.
He already was like, I'd love a jersey for the Timberwolves. So if I got him a jersey, he's going to be like, oh, she got me the Timberwolves jersey. He loves the Timberwolves. My partner loves the Wilds. So I just went into a sports store and I was like, got a bunch of stuff there. And then just walked in circles.
Do you like the mall? It's a bit much. Wouldn't you agree?
Wouldn't you agree
that Sarah's out of her mind and it actually
might
be bad?
No, I like the mall. When I was younger, I really didn't like clothes shopping. I was very anti. I was like, I have a pair of pants. Leave me alone.
Right.
I was
just society, like, let me be.
I was a little Ben Hansen.
Oh, shoot. Sarah's watching live. Oh, no.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Oh, we're getting lambasted live in chat.
But the older I get, like, I think what was wrong was when I was younger, I thought I had to wear girly stuff, and I hated wearing girly stuff.
Interesting.
Like, I don't like wearing dresses or skirts. No hates dresses or skirts. It's just, like, not my vibe. So, like, anytime we had, like, a family event, I was like, ugh. Like, I wouldn't eat, like, it was already like, I have to put a skirt on. Like, I just hated it.
And your mom, based on our brief chat on the phone, feels like a person who really wants her daughters to wear nice dresses.
With my little sister, she got the one she wanted. Like, my little sister dresses so different from me. She wears, like, really cute outfits. She's way better at shopping than me. She calls trends years in advance.
Ooh, one of those types.
She's crazy. Like,
Now Orbi's just starting to catch on now.
Orbi is now
a phenomenon.
That was both of us, though, so she can't get credit for it. I'm pretty sure I made up Orbi to entertain Emma, so that doesn't count.
Here we go. This classic debate.
But yeah, once I was older and I was like, oh, I can just like buy whatever I think looks good. And then now I like clothes shopping now.
Wow. That's an interesting liberation thing. Yeah. But what if you had Sarah like escorting you around and everything you thought looked good? It was her being like, what? Like
no, that. Because it's all about, I think the ways that Sarah critiques your clothes and like not mine or Leo's or anyone else's in the entire Min-Max community is because you don't want to find your style.
Right.
Because you really are a mannequin. Like when
you walk into a store.
You could look at a mannequin and copy paste it and put it on your body and you're done.
Mannequins are usually too flashy for my likes.
They're too flashy.
I think so. Yeah. I want to be like stock Lego guy.
Yeah, you just
kind of,
you want to blend in, I guess.
Right.
Which is in of itself its own style. But then you kind of have
no,
to blend in while following the trends a little bit. Like you can't wear jeans from 2006 or something. You know, like you have to wear jeans that look nice on you. Because everyone wears jeans.
But then eventually they'll come back around. Look, we're not here to talk about fashion. We're here to talk about
helping
some moms.
Helping some freaking moms.
You're in town. Because it's always funny to try and map out who knows what, when, where, how in the Min-Max community. Like people still learn about stuff that we've been doing for years all of a sudden and stuff. And so people listening to this, they might not know that we just finished a big charity stream this weekend. And that's why Haley's in town. She flew in with Jacob Geller. Hang on. Sarah says, yeah, Ben, you have to buy new pants every 5 years. That's all we ask.
That's not a steal. That's not a style thing. That's just like being a human.
I guess so. I guess that's true. Thanks to MeUndies.
Plug to MeUndies. Shouts out.
We had a big charity stream. So Jacob flew back home. Haley's sticking around for a couple more days just to relax.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about law and contracts and all. And
oh,
Canada.
I have so many unread emails.
Oh, really?
Ben. It's the worst. And like, I have my out of office on so I can be like a little bit like, they know. They know I'm not answering till Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess. They know. But like the little guy in my brain is just like, answer all your emails right now. Why don't you just do it? Just answer.
Do you also get a lot of just trash spam emails? Is it just like the video game world? Because, God, I am a big inbox zero type of guy.
Me too.
And going through all these emails, so much of them are just nonsense.
You got to unsubscribe from mailing lists.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like, most of them are from like,
PR
about like there's a new trailer for this game that came out 2 years ago that you don't care about, but it's like every once in a while there's something where I was like, wait, what is this game? And it's kind of nice to see those. And some of them are like there are codes buried in those emails, like, okay, I gotta dig all those out. So it really drains you down, you know.
You can set up emails so it's like ben@pr-minmax.com. And then you can cycle things, but it requires you to almost go back in time and give out that email to all the PR people that you want to have your email. So never mind. That's bad advice. Too late.
Well, time travel is not off the table fully here. Mm-hmm. But hey, thank you to everybody who donated during our big Give to the Max stream. We, at this point, we're over $65,000.
Yeah, we were getting $1,000 donos when it was done.
Oh, that's a great point. Yes. And it was, they sent
that's
a message.
Crazy.
So we got a $1,000 donation and a ton more after the stream ended, and that person who donated 1,000 sent a message, and they're like, could I still get that bonus episode of Crossfade, the music podcast?
Oh,
and I was like, that's a good question. So I reached out and asked Matt Helgeson and Jason Daphnis, like, yeah, totally. Like, what does it matter to us? Like, when the donation came through,
yeah,
like, it's
true.
Going to the same place. And so we are going to be doing a bonus episode of the music podcast Crossfade, and I'll leave it a
Fun.
Surprise what album this person chose. But you never know. It could be the most obscure. It could be like my band from high school or something. This person chose an album and I was like, yes.
Oh,
and then I sent it
one.
To Matt and Jason, and both of them were like, yes. Okay. So it seems like a one that's going to be really fun to kind of jump into there.
That's great.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So we still have donations coming through. So here's the thing. Probably Monday here, November 25th, will be the final day where you can make a donation and get a game code. Mm-hmm. Because I want to seal that package up and be done with it.
So you can finish it.
Yes. So right now we have sent out codes to literally everybody who donated and said that they play games on Steam or PC.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. If you play on Steam or PC, check your inbox. You should have received a code. There's still, if you listed a console, we still have to go through all those and send those out, but it takes a while to email hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Something to think about is in our Discord. So if you're a $2 supporter on Patreon at any other tier, you can go on the Discord, and we have a game code swap channel.
Great.
So if you got something, you're like, oh, that's kind of cool, I kind of wish I got blank.
Yes.
Someone might think the opposite of you, and you can swap codes with them in the Discord.
Mm. That's very helpful to know. Yeah. I think I was like, oh, could we just use that old Give to the Max channel? But I'm glad that
I think it got switched to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. So the nice thing is, we got a ton of Steam codes from the developer of Echo Point Nova, the new game that Leo and Jacob are really hot on. Because I asked him for codes, and he's like, that might be a little bit tight. But he's like, I have a ton of codes for my last game, which people also loved, called Severed Steel.
Oh.
And so we got 300 codes from him for Severed Steel.
Oh,
so
nice.
If now you want to do a game code swap, you're only going to be swapping different codes for Severed Steel, because that's all we've sent out.
You can still do that if you really feel like
it. I guess if you really want to. maybe we should shake it up at some point. But yeah, we have a ton of different Xbox games. That's a full variety. And then we have not that many, but we do have some PlayStation and Switch games that we'll be sending out as well. But those are definitely the tightest of the entire batch. But Haley, how are you feeling about the big charity stream?
It was so fun. It was so crazy how we raised more than last year in half the time.
Isn't
my brain can't wrap around that.
It's really odd.
It's really telling. It's really that's an interesting fact, that it's like the length of time doesn't dictate the donation possibility. I really thought that was it. Like, of course, if you're on for twice as long, you'll get more money. That's just basic math. But it's like just so many other factors that we don't consider. Like, people just want to, and there's tons of people that are like, I had to fall asleep, so bye. Like, you know, like they were going to donate early anyways. And like, wouldn't have kept watching if we kept going until 3 p.m. the next day.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we got breakfast the next morning, you and Jacob and I, and you guys did the math of like, we would still have like 4 hours in the stream if we stuck with the 24-hour stream. And normally we would do the 25-hour stream. So if you weren't filling the loop, this year we did an under 12-hour stream. It ended up being like 11 hours and 50 minutes. And YouTube cuts off the archives at 12 hours. That's why we had that limit there, just so we can save the chat, because I think that's fun to be able to see like what the auctions are and stuff like that along the way. And we can go through all the auction prices and all this stuff. I think it's kind of dorky and fun to track that stuff. But I think the more I think about it, like, I think it's incredibly valuable to have a large group be consistent throughout the entire stream.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the most challenging part of the stream, and not because of the people, because they're great, but just like tone-wise, it's tough when it's like, all right, let's swap in two new people and let everybody else leave. And I think like Ronnie and Roz are kind of like, hey, we're great, we're here. But it's like, I don't really know what the stream was like beforehand. It's tough to keep that continuity up.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of jarring for the community as well. And so I think the way to go in the future is like, thank God for you all for wanting to go the distance. That was fantastic. It's not like you were demanding, please let us go to dinner. In fact, you repeatedly said, don't make us go out to get a dinner.
Yeah, we're like, we'll just stay here.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly what the lesson is, but I think the way to go is to have three consistent people throughout the entire stream and then rotate through a fourth chair. Because it is nice to have that pop of something fresh and new. And it's not exactly our cup of tea, but it was interesting, just the things you can't predict, like how Dan Reichert came in at midnight and then a bunch of wishes came through just to ask him questions about wrestling. It's like, I mean, that's money we would not have
had.
And
his energy was so fun to add to the group at that point. It was just like a whole new person to like joke around with. His I was saying to you, like, his Dobby mask bit was the hardest I laughed the whole 12 hours. Like, that was killing me.
Yeah. So the tricky thing is, like, you know, shorter streams, somehow it means less time for games even. And so I understand that people are like, why aren't you playing the games? Mm-hmm. It's a tricky thing to balance. I think we can do a better job next year of making it so that we jump in every half an hour with updates on donations, perhaps. Maybe we can increase the prizes of things like the dance parties by a little bit because they're great. They're fun. But it was like, okay, stop the game, dance party, stop the game, dance party.
That's,
you know,
one of the only things that we really have to stop the game to do it. Like, even if someone was doing a hear me out, like, someone could keep playing while they do their hear me out or something.
Right.
You know, there's few things where it's like, pause everyone at the table.
Yes.
To dance around.
Right, right. And so it's always fun to get, like, these little videos or little lessons each year to try to find ways to improve it.
Yeah.
Yabo in the chat says, is there a highlight video yet? There is. Yeah, I come
How
together.
How did you make that so fast?
Well, again,
you freak.
It's about being a freak. No, the nice thing is, and this is the first year, gosh, I think ever, where I was like basically fully in the control room, in the booth. You know, like normally at Game Informer, I would like rotate through, yada, yada, yada. But I always wanted to do that. Just like, just let me steer this, put the auction items up, make it clean, make it clear, message in the chat, all this stuff, read donations.
That felt very clean the whole time too.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really nice. Even though, with that having my full focus, I still messed up that genie appearing randomly every time I changed the scene. And that's on me because I would forget to turn it off.
That ended up being funny, though.
Every single time. What was I going to say? Oh, so the nice thing, too, there is every time there was a great moment, I would just take a time code. So making the highlight video was like the easiest thing
going
in the world. I didn't have to like scrub through and be like, where was this? It was like, all right, I wrote down 20 funny moments. Bam, 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 slam them together, and here's the highlight reel, everybody.
That's great. That's really smart.
Yeah.
The fact that you could even think about that, doing it while live, is just like, yeah, of course, you should be in the booth then. If that's where you're the comfiest, and the next day is easier, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, just do that then.
Yeah, it seems a lot better. So I think this is going to be the formula, is rotating through a fourth chair.
I think you could get Leo to know more, too, so you could spend time at the table, though.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because
it is fun when you're at the table. And I did miss that. This year compared to last year, where you lost your voice, but at the start, at least, like, you being at the table was really fun too.
Yeah, I think that'll be the way to go, is like Leo or anybody else, like
every fifth hour.
Yeah, I kind of rotate in, and I can, like, because it really was, I felt bad. It was like the first time where it was like, all right, Leo, you're running the controls, and it's like, he didn't know how I had built out the scenes in OBS and all that stuff, so he's a pro, but he's like, okay, game audio is here, and it's like, no, of course not, because there's just 1,000 different ways you can build that crap out.
I was looking at his scenes yesterday when we were streaming Hitman's Plane 2, and I was we use the exact same back end, and we all have the same assets, but I was like, what the hell am I looking at? Like,
what have you done?
Everything's different.
Yeah, so there's a ton of fun stuff, ton of interesting lessons, all that fun stuff. Like, yeah, overall, I was really happy with it. I'm glad that people seem to like the studio space. Everybody's very sweet about it, to the point that I'm like, are you just being nice because, you know, I'm sensitive about it? But I appreciate that. It's not.
Are you sensitive? I didn't clock that you're sensitive about it.
I'm sensitive about it. And I talked to some folks. I'm like, it's probably not fair. But I talked to like Leo and Sarah. I'm like, if you guys don't like the studio, please don't tell me. Like, it, because it's like, it is, the way I explained it, I'm like, it is like 10 out of 10 sensitive to me because, I mean, think about it. It was hours and hours of like
planning. And,
well, it's just on top of that, it was literally 2 years of searching for a house with a space that could conceivably work.
Yeah.
And it was like so many discussions with the wife and family.
It's almost like
about
saying,
like,
you don't like this is like, why'd I buy this house?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes. It's
That's really loaded.
But then it's also like, oh, then my wife would have wanted a different house if it wasn't for this house. So it's like everything is just like, why it's like a raw nerve
It looks fantastic.
Hey, thank you.
I think it looks great. I love it.
Please. Yes. I think everybody who's been here says like, oh, I do like this more than the last space. Like, okay. Thank God. That's very nice. But then on top of that, it was just really stressful because, like, you know, this was empty, unfinished concrete basement. Mm-hmm. And so that idea of like, I think we can build it into something. And so this seemed like we did this one podcast here. But that was like the first gameplay stream here was a cherry stream. So, retrospect now, I'm looking at it like, oh, this was kind of like the test case weekend for like, will this studio space work? And it's like, okay, it feels like it worked.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
It did.
Some people were confused about me kind of being in the same room and like where that setup
where
was.
Where you were.
Yeah, we're going to have a travelogue that we'll be posting. That'll have some behind the scenes footage if you want to see like where I was sitting, which is just right over there compared to where everybody was over here. But yeah, so it's like, it was a nice payoff for, you know, the thousands of hours it feels like of talking houses over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And like trying to finally tune detail this. And then also like my dad, you know, coming down multiple weekends and like staying with us just to work on the basement to get it fully up and running and everything. So it's been a long time, but that it felt like an extra cherry on top of like, all right,
That's
raised
good.
A lot of money for charity. And also it was like,
this works.
Yes. This space basically
works. The temperature
works.
Down here was really nice too. I'm not joking. It
Thank
was good.
You.
There's like multiple other little rooms to go into to like if you have to change costumes or whatever.
Or you just can't stand the sight of us anymore.
We just have to go stand in there and close our eyes and shake our head by ourselves.
That's how
I
it
thought
works.
This couch was nice. Like even when we were waiting to come back on after dinner, it was nice to have a spot to be facing the table but out of the way to just be like, like laugh and like watch things.
Point and mock and all those
Point
things.
And mock.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nikolai. He's the one who donated for that CrossFit episode.
Cool.
I forgot the name, but I have it written down. But somebody donated for a new show, Overflow.
Oh, yeah.
And in the past, we've done that where it's like, you know, the way New Show Overflow works is whenever we hit our sub goal, then we'll revive a rejected New Show Plus idea and bring it on back. But I don't know if you're in the same camp now, but I was thinking like, why would we wait? Like, let's just, they chose like what new show option they want. Like, let's just do that whenever people have time. And it's like, it's a good option for this time of year and stuff. So I think it's going to be a fun one just to get it out there. You
That's such a good incentive. Like, what a no-brainer incentive. You know what I mean?
I think so.
It's just like, yeah, you get, okay, granted, like done.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean? There's not that much extra effort.
Yeah, for sure.
Do it anyways.
By the way, speaking of New Show Plus, we're going to have a New Show Plus poll going up in a little bit with some options for Haley.
It's pretty much just like Haley has fun option poll.
Haley in Minneapolis has fun options. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Which is fun.
There is, I was realizing, because I've run a New Show Plus this week, and I realized after we got done with that meeting, I was like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't even talk about Overwatch Classic.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that we were like skip, like maybe next week we
that's
could bring
good,
it
yeah,
back
that's way
or
to
something.
Go. Okay, yeah.
Because, yeah, I think, how would we do that with me in town?
You could play on my system or something. But then, like, I think a lot of people kind of want to be done for Thanksgiving. Yeah, so we'd be down, like, Leo and me. And, yeah, so
yeah,
I think
yeah,
just
yeah.
let's just leapfrog and we can bring that back in the future.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
Because, like, people loved that stream.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And that was so fun.
Uh-oh, though. Uh-oh, though, Haley.
What?
Isn't Overwatch going to be, Classic going to be done?
Mm. Well, then maybe the sequel is Overwatch 2.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And you guys finally play Overwatch 2.
Yeah, you're right.
That kind of makes sense anyways.
Yep, that is true.
All right, there we go.
That definitely checks out. Let's see. Auction items, just to mop up all this stuff. I should have emailed everybody who won a charity auction. And so check your emails there. But basically, in that email, I said, like, hey, I want to get the auction items out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's a short, weird week because of Thanksgiving here in the States. And so it might be early next week that we ship that stuff out. But if I have time tomorrow, I will coordinate and we can get those auction items rolling. Because, yeah, friend of the show, Dave Clapp, who also made this thing there, he's going to help me ship out those auction items, which
cool.
is the biggest hurdle. That honestly is like harder to do than the charity stream is managing all of that stuff. And
what's
getting
the biggest
out.
Thing you have to ship? Like, not the bike, I
Kelsey's
guess, because we can organize with Kelsey, though. Like, with that, since it's going to Kelsey, that almost is like, phew, right? Because you can talk to her directly via message about how you're going to organize it.
She's not listening, right?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that I was like, oh, damn it. Because that just means I have to keep that bike in my basement for longer. Because like, I don't want to, like, get it out of the house finally.
Oh, it just has to go in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, no,
what's
it'll
the
be
difference?
Just fine. It'll be just fine. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of the biggest thing.
How do you feel about how every comment was how freaking funny you were as Auction Powers?
Funny or deranged?
You were so funny, Ben.
Well, thank you.
That's so, you were absolutely killing me. And it's like, me and Leo were talking about it because sometimes Leo and I do like bit videos or like character. Like, I think Leo and I both like to be like characters and then just like do improv. And
I've noticed, yeah.
Yeah, we like it. It's fun. And you're always like, I can't pull that off.
No.
No, don't let me. And Leo and I are like, he has no excuse now because we'll just go auction powers. Yeah, you can.
I think what it was a combination of a bunch of things. One of them, yeah, you called it, like having Ronnie there is like, all right, well, that's normally my guy to be silly around. And him laughing makes everybody else laugh so much harder.
It's true. He's a great laugh.
He's a great laugh, and it's very infectious. That's his great gift.
Yeah.
So it was that, and it was also like, you know, I think going from the full four table to like just those two, and there's a little bit of like tech wrangling of like, Leo, yeah, always. I feel like the stream energy died a little bit. Again, not on them.
Yeah, you had to pick it up.
So it was like, I need a lightning bolt to try and come through.
Oh,
but the funny
God.
Thing is, like, it was all up to like a donation for like who was going to play Auction Powers. Because in my mind, like dressing Ross up as Auction Powers or Ronnie up as Auction Powers or Leo up, I think would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And then also the secret part was like, yeah, I did think it would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. Because it was funny because, like, we were, you missed, like, the beginning part. But, like, you know, it was, like, 10 minutes in. And then Ronnie was like, hey, auction, it's only 8:10. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you have too much energy. You can't do this for the full hour. It's one of those things, like, it hadn't even computed. Because I'm like, obviously I can do this for the full hour. Like, this is so much fun. I would do this forever. Hey, if you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about, so during the Gift of the
Max auction power.
So during the Gift of the Max stream, we had two blocks that were charity auction power hours. Mm-hmm. There was a full hour of just getting a bunch of charity auctions out the door. And at some point in the planning, I realized after saying auction power hours so many times, I was like, auction powers, of course. And then we should just order some costumes and make a character called Auction Powers. And it's one of those, like, I think this will work. And then having people be that into it is like, oh, thank God that it clicked. Because if that came out and it was like, okay, what's next? It's like, okay, well, that's the best we got is auction powers. And then Leo had the great addition of Dad Tur Evil, which is such a good stretch. What was I going to say? Auction powers. Oh, I forget. Yeah. So that was the whole idea. But that was the high level premise of Auction Powers as a character. The funny thing is the teeth. I cleaned them and then you tried them, right?
They were broken by the time I got to them.
Well, okay. Yes, it was confusing. But do you like that little plastic liner part?
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, I thought it was just going to be like you like put it over your teeth. That's like the fake teeth I've used in the past. I'm like, this is just like a big loose thing. I don't know what the hell's going on
there.
Here.
I mean, Halloween company that make costumes are just the lowest quality clothing.
What if I told you
items.
This was too high quality? Because I was looking it up afterwards, like, what the hell is with these teeth? How are these conceivably supposed to stay in my mouth in any way? Turns out they came with like little balls that you're supposed to melt so you can actually make a mold and then perfectly like lodge those teeth in
That's
your
what
mouth.
Those little
ball things.
Oh,
yeah. I had
what?
No idea. So apparently I did not give that costume enough respect and the teeth were perfect and
they
we could have had
flying.
Them
lying
like formed in there. But then it just became like, I don't think I would do that same voice if I wasn't trying to like clench my jaw and keep, trying to get very, very, as it was like trying to hold it in.
I think it helped it.
I think it did.
I think it did. And then when I couldn't use the teeth, I was like, damn it, I have to try harder because I can't do the like kind of voice.
Yeah. But I went back to look at the archive then and I was like, oh, you really couldn't understand what I was saying for a lot of that. I see what that's like now.
But that was so funny.
Yeah, my favorite thing was like comedically I realized this is like my sweet spot. This feels so I don't know, self-aggrandizing, so I'm not trying to say that too much. But like the thing that I was like, God, I could have done that vibe for like another 5 hours, the part where everyone wanted Auction to go home, but he wanted to stay.
That was the best bit. That's what I was
agree.
Saying to Leo. I was like, it was so perfect that you were like, go home.
Genuinely
it just made...
did not want to go.
And you were like, I don't have anything at home, baby. I can't leave, baby, please. Like, that was my favorite part.
And then you did the same thing, too, but it turns out it is inherently really funny for a character whose catchphrase is, yeah, baby, to say negative sentences that then have to end with, yeah, baby. It's like, don't make me go home, please. I don't want to go, yeah, baby. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's like, can I bet for this? No, baby, yeah. It's like, you just always have to end with it, yeah.
That was the saddest way we can say yeah. So, yeah, that was a fun treat. But also, it was like, after that, I knew we had the other hour coming up of auction powers. And I pulled Leo aside. I'm like, I don't want to do that again. Like, it was fun, but like,
you're worried that you couldn't catch the fire the same way. Like, first
it's diminishing returns for sure. That's so then, valid. Thank God. So I was talking to Leo. I'm like, do you want to do it? He's like, no. And I'm like, he's like, I think we should just scrap it. I think we should scrap it. And I was like, I think Haley wants to do it. And so that's when I pulled you over. Yeah. And thank God, you're like, oh, of course. Like, okay, great.
It was funny because when I was going back there to change, Leo was like, did he ask you? Did he talk to you about this? Like, before I went to put on the costume to make sure I wasn't just like, I guess I'll do this in the moment. I'm a little panicked. Yeah, and I was like, no, I want to. He's like, oh, perfect. And then put on his bald wig.
Yeah. Thank God. It was down for that for sure.
That was so funny.
Jawaharlal says, auction powers leaving the second time, but going under the table with Halo is very funny too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of respect
like,
for that.
How do I? Because I could just steal your bit of like, I don't want to leave. Because I just look like I was stealing it from you. So I was like, I'll just have sex with myself under the table, I guess. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. That...
My socks kicking out all over the place.
I guess that's comedy, yeah.
Luckily, the corner thing, like, if I noticed in the camera, because I was watching, like, the highlight thing that you made, and, like, you could have seen my face in the bottom right if not for, like, a UI box that was blocking
perfect.
It. So I'm very glad, because I was like... And it's like probably laughing so hard. So I had to stare Leo and Sarah in the eye while I did that. They were just like,
uncomfortable.
Like staring at me.
Yeah, Leo, I haven't asked him yet if when he was doing that one-handed push-up, was that first fall?
I asked him. He said the first fall wasn't intentional. I was like, was it that you hit the table and realized that didn't hurt too much? I'll do it two more times.
Right.
And he said, I didn't intend to do it two more times, but then Jacob yelled, one! So I had to keep going. And I was like, that is commitment to the bit.
That's perfect. the Hear Me Out cake, I mentioned it like that. That ended up, how much was it that we ended up bringing?
$2,900.
Yeah, close to $3,000 just from the cake. And that was like, you know, a Haley idea, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, that was just going to be a new show plus, I think. And then we were like, let's save it for the charity stream.
Yeah,
That's what it was.
Okay, good memory. Yeah. And that's like one of those,
Yeah, baby, yeah.
But that was one of those ideas where it's like, I didn't really understand what it was. You know, I feel like it happens.
It's a TikTok trend. Yeah.
Right, but that's the thing. It's like a lot of Mexico's Best Con is like Sarah or somebody bringing up something. And it's like, I don't really know what this is, but sure. And it's like, okay, I never would have come up with that in a million years. Thank God. And then it ended up raising close to $3,000.
It was fun to just have the cake on the table the whole time too, also.
Yeah.
And it also smelled really good. The whole stream, Loki wanted to eat it.
Yeah. So we were having a discussion in the Monday meeting about, like, you know, next year, and we've got a bunch of notes. It's maybe too dorky to go through all these, but I can try and cruise through to have some ideas shared here. But we're talking about, like, big donation incentives, because at Game Informer, we did so much of, like, ghost pepper, throw a pie in my face, eat a bug. Yeah, punishments. And the question is, like, God, is the min-max community different? Should we have big incentives for super nice things?
Yeah.
Like, we hire a masseuse to come in and massage your shoulders the rest of the stream.
Oh,
like, you know, something weird like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know? Like
order them their favorite food. Or something.
Yeah.
To come to the table.
Yeah, if there's something visual that would be really nice. It's like, yeah, it is an interesting question of, like, is the community different? Because I really liked the McNugget roulette thing. Maybe it's because I didn't have to do it. But, like, that's the thing, is, like, just making sure everybody at the table is okay with it and it's an easy bow out if they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that type of thing is fun. Like,
I think it's fun too.
I thought, like, God, is there a whole theme next year of, like, roulettes, you know, for the people that do want to
do food roulette
be
stuff?
Be a part of it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
I think that stuff's fun. But I totally get how other people are like, absolutely not.
Right.
Because they just have sensitive stomachs or.
Yeah, totally. Like, if you're out of commission for the rest of the stream, like, there's no universe.
Yeah, you feel sick for the next 6 hours. Why would you do that?
Also, a lot of people asking for, like, it sucks that the auction items are only for the U.S.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, there's no way around that. And no promises, but I was thinking, you know, it'd be a fun way around that, because there is a way around it, is we could do European game code bundles.
Oh.
You know, what if it was like, here's the Capcom Europe bundle, where it's like every game they released in Europe that year or something.
Ooh.
Like, I think Capcom would be down for that, or, like, you know, other publishers.
What about Canada?
I guess that would work, maybe. Wait, do they have different codes up there?
No.
Okay. I think so. You know, but like that type of thing, I think would be a way around that for all the Europeans and folks around the world who
that's
want
a good
different
idea.
Codes.
Because you do get a bit of that. Like, ooh, I wish I could, you know, try to buy something.
Right, right.
Just kind of watching nicely.
Something else we talked about, too, a little bit is, like, you know, with there being so much full camera stuff, like full frame camera stuff. You know, we talked about like during the moms, it was kind of nice to have Smash Brothers rolling there just mm-hmm. for something more visual. And it's one of those things of like, if people would want to, it might be interesting to get like somebody who's not here in Minneapolis, if they wanted to play a game and we could like parsec them in, and then we could have like 1/6 of the screen be like,
would
a
their
remote...
camera also be on screen?
I think
it kind of has to, otherwise it's like, who's playing this?
Right. Yeah. Just have like some bit of gameplay rolling throughout. But it's a classic thing, I think I'm reading the community correctly, of like, you know, we like games, but we understand that being silly in person, raising money is more important. So like, yeah. I haven't seen maybe like 1.5 comments of people like, I wish there was more gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, but that's something that we could do next year to make up for that. Is like, what if we had somebody streaming a complete run through a beloved game or something?
I really think if we just were more like, we'll just keep playing while things, only audio stuff is happening from you or something. Or
yeah.
Like, oh, here, now we're doing the bit where Sarah's getting something drawn on her head. Like, Leo just keeps playing the game or something.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of depends on what game we're playing. If we're playing a four-player game, we can't do that. But, like, the perfect gameplay time was the Waldorf's Journey, because two of us were freed up and two of us were playing. So I could, like, help with the $300, $300, whatever. And, like, theoretically, if there was an auction going on then, they could just keep playing Waldorf's Journey.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, like, more two-player stuff and then, like, having a whole section where we're like, we're not going to be reading or interrupting this, and it's going to be like an hour before player co-op game, and we like stick to it, and like you just read Donos over top, and at the end, if we have a bunch of banked dance parties or something, we do them then.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know, because I the only thing I worry about with the person parsecing in is just like feeling like they're a little left out of the fun at the in-person table.
Yeah,
even
you're
though
right.
They know why they're there to play a game or whatever, but like, just being like, hey, Kelsey, how you doing over there? While she plays, like, I don't know, Animal Crossing or something for us to watch. It's like, I'm good.
Right.
Like, oh, I wish Kelsey was here.
I know.
It would just kind of be the energy.
It would kind of be a bummer. Yeah. So we did get, you know, I read it during the stream, but we got a couple emails from Emerge Mothers Academy. Who
what
are
did
raising
they say?
Money
I'm so excited to hear what they said.
So the follow-up email, I'm sure there's going to be more coming, but she just said, on Sunday morning, she's like, whoa, what an absolute success, you guys. Almost Aww. Doubled your goal. Holy smokes. It is really amazing. And all of our mom-led families and their kids are going to be so encouraged by this generosity. So thank you to everybody.
Cute.
From the executive director over there at Emerge.
That's
let's see.
So sweet.
Watching us live. I really love the new studio, but do you think there'll ever be a time where you'd go somewhere bigger for an event like this? Kind of funny. Confusing how Easy Allies were doing their Easy Living streams. Yeah, so those are really cool ideas. And honestly, the Asheville trip where we're going to go on, it was kind of inspired by Easy Living, where they would just rent out a house and mm-hmm. then like have a whole weekend of just like streaming with all of them together in the same space. It's like, oh, that's a really cool idea. So it'd have to be reserved for those things like that. Like flying all of us to a location is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if we ever wanted to do it, you know, who knows? But if, you know, we keep growing here at MinMax, we have more flexibility in the budget and all that stuff. I mean, that's one of those things that seems like a lot, but I guess it would be worth it. You know, it'd be probably the best way to go would be like if we could get an Airbnb or some big space to rent in Minneapolis, and that would save, what, five of us?
When the Easy Allies do those, they bring their tech and they like do. Mm-hmm. Wow, really?
Yeah, and they haven't done one for a while now, but yeah, it was a cool idea. And like, it's always a little bit more crude tech, but
yeah, but whatever.
It totally works. But I think there's something there, and like
that'd be fun.
Yeah, so and you know, it'd be awesome. We even talked about it of like, oh, if we could have the Game of the Year stuff
that'd
in
be
person,
so fun.
Yeah, again, if we keep growing, like maybe next year that would be an option, but it's just a matter of finding a space, and not just finding a space, but finding a space and confirming the internet speed.
Yeah.
Confirming that it would all work.
You'd
okay.
have to almost have it for a week early or something, or like a few days early to go there and do a gameplay stream or two to just test absolutely everything.
Yeah. But then again, I mean, finding a house that big, that's pretty expensive. And so then if we're doing multiple days, but I do think it would be awesome. Like, you know, it. Remind me, everybody, at the end of next year that we should maybe look into that for
That'd
like
cool.
a Minneapolis place. But then again, it's like, okay, you can get a big house, but for recording the 210s there with everybody, like, what, we just have to hope they have a huge dining room table?
Or you could just have, like, if they had a big living room area and we just have mics like these that we are each holding or something. But yeah, that's another whole tech thing. Then you have to invest in a bunch of handheld mics that we'd never use again.
Yeah, and everyone would sound different. I mean, we wouldn't have enough of these mics to make it happen.
Yeah. We need, what, 9 mics?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then we need to jack that into the mixer, so it'd have to be like a... God, we could go into... Because we have 2 mixers, so we could run all into the mixer and then take that mixer stereo out and put that into the second mixer. So there is a way to do it. Mm-hmm. It'd just be daisy chaining mixers, which I've never done, but presumably audio experts would know that that's doable, I think, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
If you support MinMax... more, then maybe we'll do it. Do it more. Well, it's like bonus pod, so like they already do.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
So I'm like, well, that's a little weird.
I know, it's
that.
Like, you know, it is an interesting thing though. I don't know. Well, so I do think about it every once in a while of like, you know, I always want MinMax to be, you know, slightly in the black every month. You know, I don't want us to be running at a deficit and all that fun stuff. So like trying to manage the numbers and stuff and trying to be a little tight and conservative financially to make sure the company's sustainable and all that stuff. This is where I'm going with this, though, is like, oh, I guess it's weird that we've gone like 5 years and we've never done like a drive for MinMax support. You know,
yeah,
that I can think of. We've had like light ones of like, hey, I want to hit 5,000 supporters for our fifth year, you know, but it wasn't like a stream of like, give us more, because by and large, you know, you unlock the benefit that you want to unlock, try higher ones, drop down whenever you need to.
Yeah.
But like, there is something that feels a little bit odd about like people who've been really generous with us for years and giving
more
the Patreon money every month to be like, can we turn these dials up anymore? It's like, you know, that feels a little weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there is something that we can do that I have a rough idea of. We were going to do it in October, but we ran out of time. But I think in the new year, there's something that we can kind of pair up, like an announcement that we can pair up with some sort of kind of marathon for MinMax without feeling like we're nickel and dime the current supporters, you know?
Would it be to, like, would you prefer if there was a goal, like, in-person game of the year?
That's probably the way
to
go.
That hits different than we just want more money to keep going sort of thing, maybe.
You're right.
Yeah. I think that would be fun, because then it's like, we could theoretically calculate the exact amount. It's not like we're just asking for money and we'll see how much we get.
Yeah.
Like it could be like, we're going to stop receiving donos once we hit the amount we need for us to do theoretically do this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And then if we don't hit the mark, then that just gets used for other MinMax stuff, I guess.
Right.
Or, I don't know.
No, I think that would be the way to go.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, for sure. And like, but okay. How do you get over the problem of like, finding a house with space for it?
It would be a tough research
thing. You just have to look at a bunch of dining rooms and just see.
It would be the mic thing, I think. I think if you have the mic thing figured out, then you can be flexible about the space we're doing it in.
Yeah.
As long as you have a good enough camera catching all of us in frame.
And honestly, here's what we do. Here's what we do, guys.
We do.
Jeff Bezos, tune out right now. But we just get... what, 4 more, 5 more of these mics?
And return them
on Amazon. Freaking return them.
Like Jeff Bezos is going to pay $5 to come to the bonus backstage.
Right? I mean, I think that's got to be the way to go.
Yeah.
We just get a huge mixer, just freaking return it.
Yeah.
We'd have it for a week.
And then we just do, what, like 3 days in the Airbnb, you know, first day awards, second day.
Mm-hmm.
Part one, third day, part two.
And then at the end of the stay at the Airbnb, then we return the Airbnb too. We just ship it back to Amazon.
And then we just burn down the Airbnb.
Right, right.
And we get the insurance because now we own the Airbnb for some reason.
That's how it works. It is interesting. And like not trying to be too businessy about our charity drives and stuff like that. But like I think the biggest proponent, and I talk about it all the time, of like when I message every new Patreon supporter, the most frequent thing they say is like, oh, I just like the positive vibes of MinMax.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's always the question of like, how do you generate that? I was worried that we had the wrong overhead lights on. It's fine.
Oh, Haley, it's not like a bat or something. You're like,
Haley or Sarah's sticky hands still on the ceiling.
I get rabies at the new studio.
No, but it is an interesting byproduct is like whenever we do these charity streams, like a fair number of people like up their tier.
Oh, and that's nice.
You can see it in track, and it's like, oh, it is just as simple as like goodwill in, goodwill out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, nice. Okay, that's more than we could ask for.
I get that it's an insanely delicate balance because we don't want to ever parse into, ugh, this is feeling like I'm just a sponge to them a little bit or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or we're being too grubby.
Don't want to be Jeff Grubby.
We don't want to be Jeff Grubb.
Right. That's exactly it. Let's see. Give the Mac stuff. Shout out to my wife, who I prefer to remain unnamed. You'll try and figure out which wife I'm talking about.
I've got multiple. I've met them all today.
Yeah. But no, I mean, she's the one who found the nonprofit here. I was just like, I'm going to do something for single moms in Minnesota. It's like, all right, well, here's a great option. And also, she's the one, don't tell anybody who we sent codes to, but she's the one who sent out all those Steam codes.
Oh, what?
Even though it said from Ben Hansen, it was actually her managing all that stuff. So.
That's nice of her. She also did a bunch of errands leading up to the stream.
Oh, my God.
She brought all the food and all the stuff.
Yeah, and she got some novelty food that I didn't even, at a certain point, is like, this is a tough thing to explain, but one of them was like, she bought corn syrup. And we're going to do shots of corn syrup out of a shot glass. It's like, okay.
That seems scary.
Hour number 10, and we're going to be like, and corn syrup shot. It just felt like, I can't do it.
What would that do to my... Like, see, I'm pretty good with... I'll eat anything, but I'm like, I don't know if I'll then be out of commission for that.
Right. It's unclear. And so one of the things that she got...
Spinach.
She got spinach. Yes, we didn't
Popeye.
Whip that out. Yep, that was good.
Popeye
good thinking.
Energy.
Yeah, she had the realization of like, well, the thing is, they don't sell many foods in stores that they don't want you to eat. It's like, oh yeah, that is tricky.
We're like, you're right.
But she had got like a little ball she got at Target, and it was like caramel popcorn mix. And you open it up, and it turns out, I'm glad we didn't do it on stream because it was confusing, but I opened it up, and it was like a mini, do you guys know what I'm talking about when I said, they're like a little Target miniature thingies.
Oh, the Target dog thing.
Yeah, so it's just like mini toys that look like Target things you can buy, like a little shopping bag and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it was like caramel popcorn. It's like these tiny little things. Okay, here's a little mixer. It looks like popcorn. And here's like little candies you can pour in that. And so it's like a little bowl. And then they had a little container of caramel. And so I twisted it open.
Caramel? Funny.
Oh, I don't
caramel.
Know. Caramel.
Caramel.
I wonder if that caramel. Plenty of people in the States say caramel.
Yeah.
So
okay, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
So opened up the little caramel thing, and I was like, "Ooh, delicious!" And instead of pouring it over the little popcorn miniature thingies, I was like, "Ah!" And like licked it.
Was it plastic?
It was like paste. It was an adhesive.
Was it? Oh, it was just to make a little toy.
It was make a little toy,
that's
but
a
they make it look
lawsuit.
Exactly like caramel. It was. I almost wish I would have done it on stream because it was abysmal. Like, do you know
what?
That trend of people licking Switch cartridges? And it was,
yeah.
Did you do it?
I did do it.
Remember how that tasted?
It tasted like bitter, awful.
Yes. This tasted that like that times 20.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. And then I looked at the package. And to be fair, there was like, don't eat, don't eat. But who's going to see that? You open it up and it looks exactly like caramel.
No, that's like... They specifically don't make like Play-Doh food things as much anymore because they were getting in trouble with like kids being like, oh, Play-Doh hot dog.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Like, obviously, even if it says it all over the box, like a child isn't going to go, let me read these before I make my hot dog.
Ooh, that seems like a Midland maneuver, I think.
Yeah. Leo said I liked that this was his thing.
I feel like maybe I was too distracted by other stuff. It was one of those things of like, maybe we're just late in the stream. I was like, what is Haley doing a character? I feel like I'm not giving it enough attention. She's
no,
doing
see,
a character. I don't
character
know what's happening.
The character was
here.
You ignore me. So it was
it,
perfect.
It was genuinely like, okay, what is this now?
I noticed that you were too busy. So I made the character Ben's busy. And I'm sad about it.
And that is a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you want to get to these charity auction prices?
Yeah.
Or are there other things from the charity stream we haven't talked about that was to that
I wanted to give you kudos for Auction Powers. I thought that was great.
Thank you.
And
thank
now
you.
I'm going to bother you all the time to do improv stuff with Leo and I.
Not interested.
Yeah,
unless
will.
Like I feel a pit in my stomach, like I think that'd be fun.
You gotta do it more because you're really funny, dude.
Well, thank you.
You're funny, dude.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah,
speaking of funny, huh? Ronnie texted me this morning. He texted me like a nice message, which was very nice.
Oh,
but then he's like, also my mom just texted me and said, put me down for $25 for Ben's charity.
Aw.
And Ryan's like, what does that mean? He's like, so I here my mom said she's down for $25. Like, pay or don't? I don't really know what to do with that.
Oh, he didn't like follow it up with a payment?
No. It's just a funny mom. Speaking of funny moms.
Funny moms.
Yes, moms be so silly.
You had some funny takes on my mom that we were talking about at brunch the next day. You're like, she sounds rich.
This is off-air conversation, Haley. You can't have me bashing.
No, but I love that because I don't view, like, I've just been raised by my mom, so I don't hear how, but she totally gives off that, like, let's go gardening, let's go to the garden shop, and even though she's not British, I don't know why I'm giving her a British accent.
She does have a mid-Atlantic accent.
You said mid-Atlantic, and I've never thought slash heard that.
Then again, Nova Scotia, it's so far out there. You basically are mid-Atlantic.
We are by the Atlantic Ocean. But that was really funny to me to just like hear someone have a thought about what my mom sounds like.
This is what we talked about over breakfast, was I just psychoanalyzed your mom based on 3 minutes
of conversation.
But you
were like a little bit really accurate. So what can I say?
Also, what's up with Kelsey pretending she was Linus when she was little?
That's so cute, though.
It was really cute.
You know what I loved about Kelsey's mom is she has the same mannerisms as Kelsey. Like when she talks, she has the same voice mannerisms that it's like Kelsey's voice, just someone else. And I really loved that. So like, that's so freaking cute.
I love it when it's just so clear. And at a moment too, where at some point I encountered Kelsey's dad and I was like, got it. Like,
oh,
it's just
really?
So funny.
Yeah.
We can see like, okay, this is all coming into focus in a new way.
What did my mom say about me?
Who can say?
Who can say? That's a loaded ass question.
Yeah. I like her being very delicate about like, she can make some wrong decisions and we stand by them. But I thought that was a really, it's genuinely helpful to hear that like number one hardest thing about parenting, people are like, stinky diapers, you know, it's like, whatever. But
you
someone
just have
being,
to wait for them to make mistakes.
Imagine how
like that.
Rough that could be if you have a kid, that idea of just like, I'm watching you blow it. And like, this is above anything. This is the hardest part. Like, it's just an emotional...
Just wait.
It's not a scheduling thing.
No.
It's just emotional gut-wrenching.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
true.
Boy.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Gut-wrenching. Yeah.
Yes, gut-wrenching, baby.
Okay, so biggest charity auctions. What do you think was number one? God. Let's say deal or no deal.
Ooh, okay.
Is it a steal or not a steal? Did people overpay or underpay?
Higher or lower the most fun way?
Max or min?
Oh, okay.
They paid max or they paid min?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Top one. Here we go. Final Fantasy VII autographs. That box that was signed by the cast
that
and
went for
developers.
Criminally low.
Wait, really?
Didn't you think?
No, that went for $1,300.
Oh, oops. I don't know. What am I thinking of?
There's several that went
still
for...
criminally low.
It was criminally low. That's true.
I'm just kidding.
But even Auction Powers was amazed by $1,300 for
I remember him just kept being like, you'll never find this baby anywhere.
Yeah, that was amazing. So thank you for that donation.
Controller.
That was the amazing
Haley
one.
DeBoom,
so, Haley DeBoom came in for $1,100 for the Astrobot PS5 controller and... Yeah. A t-shirt and a poster for Astrobot, but that one never in a million years would I have guessed. $1,100 for that one.
Gosh.
Let's see. We had second biggest was the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth bundle, which was the Chocobo Stop that I'm still confused about that not being anywhere online.
That's
like,
weird.
Even if they sent it out to PR, I thought somebody put that up on like an, or sent it out to like press people. I thought it'd be on eBay or something.
No,
but
apparently it's very cool and no one wants to sell it.
All right. That was unbelievable. Yeah. $1,200 for that. I mean, just Rebirth stuff alone. It's such a good lesson of like, lean into the big games.
Yeah.
Get novelty stuff for the big games.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like somebody, again, this sounds self-aggrandizing, so I don't want to be that way. But I think like my wife the other day, she's like, oh, like, do you feel proud of the stream? I was like, it's all abstract. It feels like a little unreal.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm walking around, like strutting around the house, like, look what we did type of thing. But what I'm, the thing I'm proud of that I can focus in on is like, I'm proud of like going and getting those autographs at the Final Fantasy VII preview event.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that was a pretty easy thing to do. And it ended up getting $1,300 for a charity.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm proud of. Like, having that thought
to
of, like...
think ahead and...
Or the
and,
Game Informer reunion.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to
signed everything.
Just sign it. Gun it.
Yeah. I always feel guilty when people... Because, like, I retweeted and reposted, like, all year. We made this much money. Yippee.
Right,
and
right,
then
right.
People are like, thank you for doing this. I'm like, I literally sat at a table with my friends.
I would have done that for free.
Yeah. Like, I feel guilty when to even say you're, I could never say you're welcome. That feels insane to my brain. It's like, I didn't do anything.
We did things that were fun. Yeah. It is an odd feeling of like, I guess arranging it, but even that is kind of fun. It's just like a fun thing to plan. You don't see it as
work. It's probably
work.
Different for you because you literally did manage so much, right? Like you put a lot, like 10 times more effort to any other person. But like for me, it's like, yeah, I flew in and I sat here, but like, I was looking forward to this for like 4 months. Like I just wanted to come sit here. Like obviously I was going to do it, you know?
You know, what you did do, which was very nice, is the fourth biggest donation for the charity auctions, the Tekken 8 bundle.
Oh yeah.
And that we had the Tekken 8 collector's edition, which was worth, I think maybe 100 or 200, something like that, retail wise. And then I just got, thanks to Turtle Beach, they shipped some Tekken 8 fight sticks.
Yeah.
And I had two of them. I'm like, those, oh, this is going to be sweet to play some Marvel vs. Capcom with these. And you're like, are you going to auction one of them off? And I was like, yeah, you know what? For everything else, I'm always in the camp of like, you are out of your mind if you hoard all of this stuff in the press. Like, auction it off, everybody. I don't understand why everybody's not doing this. So like, that was a case of like, you know what? I should put my money where my mouth is. You're right. This thing that I want to covet.
Because like, maybe you play two player with someone one time. They come over and play it. And then it's just going to go in a drawer.
Yep, totally. Yeah. And instead, it ended up getting $950.
Yeah, and someone else gets to use that and have tons of fun with it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This was an amazing one, is the Game Enforcer posters.
Oh, yeah. I missed the Bloodborne. That was when we were gone, right?
Yeah, that was Auction Powers. He did that one, of course.
That was Auction, yeah.
That was Auction who tackled that
baby,
one.
Yeah, baby,
yeah. That one got $900.
Wow, that's great.
For the Bloodborne 2, yeah, thanks to Xander Cannon.
Those are great covers.
Those old Game Informer parody things. That was one I was like, God, will this work? And again, that was because Xander was at the Game Informer reunion. And I was like, as we're walking out the door, I was like, oh, by the way, do you have those files? He's like, yeah, why? He's like,
oh,
because
perfect.
Pretty Good Printing can blow them up. This is going to be great.
That's awesome.
Another one that blew my mind was the EverQuest poster.
Oh, yeah.
Which, when I was at the studios on the fence, I was like, should I even bring the charity stream up to him? I don't know.
Might as well.
Are there going to be EverQuest super fans?
You're not
that
doing
find
it
this?
For yourself, for your wall. But you know what I mean?
But I think the only thing that I pause on is, like, in the past, we've really pushed for a lot of charity auction items, and then we do it, and they'll bring in like $60. Mm. And genuinely, it costs more to ship. And it's such a pain in the ass to ship all these things out. I was like, God, is that? So I was worried, like, it's EverQuest. I don't know if that community is going to be with us. And it turns out, we had a big donor come through and bid $800 for that signed EverQuest poster. Because the guy who designed the original EverQuest logo, he drew the EverQuest logo on it
That's
and signed
so sick.
It. Yeah. Let's see. Somebody named Kelsey Lewin bid $700 to get the bike.
The bike.
The GTA San Andreas
bike. She was
bike.
In there. And she, you know, she was so cute. She was like, you don't have to not bid just because it's me. She said that a few times. I was like, that is so nice of her to specify. Because that is intimidating, right? Like, totally. Oh, Kelsey wants it. I won't take it. And she was like, bid.
Up
higher.
Totally. Yeah. You can never predict where these prices are going to be for the auction. I was like, I was convinced the GTA San Andreas bike, which Rockstar shipped out in 2004. It is in perfect condition.
It's a visual iconography of the game.
Yes.
Like, you think of the bike that CJ drives when you think of that game.
Yes.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah. And so I was like, this is going to be the biggest by far. Like, it's on eBay for like $4,000 or something. I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
$700.
Yeah. That's
like,
a steal.
The EverQuest poster went for more than the bike. Like, if you would have told me that before the stream.
That's crazy.
My mind would have melted.
I hope she like mounts it on the wall or something really cool. Imagine how sick that would look over like a TV in your living room.
Yeah.
With like a bunch of other game stuff all around it. Oh,
that actually would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. The Game Informer poster.
25-year anniversary one?
Yes, one that was in color. Not the signed one. There's one that was in color, which never been printed in color before, but I have
that's
those
cool.
raw files. So that's the only one in existence. That got $650.
Cool.
Yeah. Logitech and Astro, they shipped out that keyboard and headphones, the Astro A50X. That got $600.
More tech? Do you think we should do more tech bundles?
Maybe. I should reach out to more folks because we're doing a shorter stream.
Like, tech companies are like, here.
I know.
They don't even like check who you are first sometimes.
Yeah, everybody just knocked on the door of a tech company. No, that's true. And like, you know, normally we do IM 8-bit shipments, but I was worried about the number of auction items we had because just like not going that far out of my way, I knew we were going to be overflowing for a shorter stream. And that's one of the big limitations of like doing a shorter stream. Like, how do we squeeze all this stuff in?
Yeah.
And so that resulted in like, all right, a couple of power hours.
Yeah.
And so
those were fun.
Yeah, that's true. The signed Game Informer 25th poster, 25th anniversary. That got $600.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
I want, of everything that got auctioned, I'd love that. I'd love to own that.
The Mass Effect 3 issue of Game Informer signed by the staff, that got $600
as
well.
That's sick.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I have my Destiny 2 one in my office. It's literally my favorite thing I've ever owned. Like, my last day of my internship, I just walked around to you all and got you all to sign it.
Oh, yeah?
And like, me, Blake, and AJ and Leo all signed it, too.
Oh, that's
my
perfect.
My favorite thing.
That's awesome. You know, somebody brought up... We got suggestions. If you have suggestions for what we can do better in the future, let us know. But somebody brought up something that's like, oh, my God, how stupid. And I messaged Sarah about it today, too, of like, it's absurd how much signed Game Informer stuff we had.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have one item that was like, this is signed by everybody from MinMax.
Yeah, we need to do that more.
I think that's just, I'm still like, so in that old mold.
Pre-sign it.
Yeah.
So it's ready. We're not just all doing it live in the moment.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And we signed some stuff for everybody that was here.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it'd be fun to like ship this around to everybody and make sure everybody signs this thing that we can auction off.
Like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah, we should do pants. We should sign pants, baby.
Your old pants now that you have new pants.
Yeah,
baby, yeah.
The pants, baby.
See, we're going to have to stop ourselves because I'm going to want to do that in future episodes of the MinMax show with you because I can tell we both think it's really funny. But out of context, we just seem super stupid. They just like Austin Powers, I guess.
I guess they're really into the old movie. Okay. Let's see. The Outer Wilds Lander,
that got
$525.
I didn't know we had that. That is awesome.
Yep. They shipped that out not too long ago.
Nice.
My dad's cribbage board got $500.
Cool.
It's very sweet to see for sure.
I would have wanted that for my nan. She would have loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah,
No, too far.
And then also we had like the Wall of Heroes up there for a year. I think three people got that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, piece of cake for me. Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was the lowest auction item?
Leo's hair, but like.
That's true. Rugrats on NES, that limited run thing.
Yeah.
Even that got $175,
which is great. That's great.
Yeah. And something I think about a lot, too, is like, you know, our audience has been growing year over year for the Give to the Max thing, and like the fact that we're raising more money now than I think we ever did
at Game Informer,
that is a real source of pride.
Is that true?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, including like I think 2019 was our biggest Game Informer. I think. Gosh, I mean, I should go back and check, but we're damn close, if not at the top.
Nice.
And so thinking about like, oh, that's a nice reminder to like maybe push harder on YouTube to try and grow MinMax there, because like if we're streaming on YouTube. Like, the better we do numbers-wise on YouTube, we're going to have a bigger audience, which can raise more money. And so, not that we're not trying to grow on YouTube, but that is, like, a nice reminder of, like, there's a real direct
result
here.
Have we not been doing that? Have we not been trying to grow on YouTube?
This is the way it is.
No,
I don't want to sell out, like, a Jacob Geller and get all famous on YouTube. How terrible.
Did we forget to grow on YouTube this whole time?
Well, it's been, like, the last couple of years I've made that commitment of, like, this is the year where we really push on YouTube.
Yeah.
What does
that look like for you?
It's a great question. This is a larger conversation.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, like, because besides, like, posting there and then, like, linking it whenever possible.
Yeah.
What more do you do?
I think it's doing more stuff like rapid fires. It's doing stuff that are going to be doing well in theory and trying to hit those targets.
And getting the occasional, like, crazy banger that gets, like, hundreds of thousands.
If we're lucky,
And it just leads everyone back.
And so, yeah, pushing for bigger interviews, pushing for bigger rapid fires is probably the biggest thing. I mean, doing more reaction streams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always the classic thing of, like, oh, do you try and just hit the trends? And I feel like, no, if we just do bigger, more unique stuff that maybe is about upcoming games, like, that's going to be a sweet spot, I think, for letting us grow a little bit on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, thank you for being here. Leo,
Leo said,
Game Informer 2019 Extra Life ended at 64,595.
What are we at?
We're not quite there, but we're like a couple hundred away.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're at 60. Wait, no, we topped 65! It. Yeah, we did top it. Yeah, we're at 65,183, of
Woo!
Course. Yeah, so we did top that. And
this feels like we're still going on the charity live stream right now. Wow.
Let's go. Keep those donations rolling, everybody.
Wow.
Money's still good.
What does that feel like for you?
Max Moms. It feels nice. It feels like
You were an employee at a major conglomerate corporation that raised that much, and now you're by yourself and you raise more.
It feels like, leaving the nest. Leaving your parents' house and being like, oh, I can get my own apartment.
Yeah.
And it works out okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's that feeling.
That's
like,
cool.
You know, we don't need GameStop after all.
Yeah.
We just need the signatures of the people who used to work there.
like that. We just need to swill their trademark as much as we can for that nostalgia factor.
And Girlboy points out that was also half the time. That's a fair reminder too. Yeah. Yeah. It's
pretty
wild.
Thanks, Girlboy, for that little boost.
Yes, absolutely.
We needed that.
All right, chat. Yeah, did you have favorite moments in the stream you want to call out? Leo in the chat, anything you want to call out? Sarah in the chat, anything you want to call out? But yeah, thanks to folks who stuck around here for a long time, for sure.
It's just like so, it blows my mind that people are so generous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, do you guys just have crazy good tax accountants and you've hacked the system somehow? You know what I mean? That they give that much money?
I think it's just
like some loophole I don't know about that I should be doing it too.
There is some people, and I'm confused with the details of this. Some people work at a certain company that I guess will remain unnamed, but that like doubles all charitable donations.
Oh.
And so that's one of those like, when does that come through? How does that come through? So
maybe
they
take it into account when they make the dono.
They get
paid back later.
Yeah, maybe it's something like that.
Baby, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Maybe, baby. We're going to keep doing this. It's going to be the worst.
Oh, Rich Bad at Games says, yeah, it's great to see Jacob there in person.
Yeah, that was
reminded me of the
fun.
Trek to Shrek. Yeah, for sure. And it's like the downside is like, you know, with this studio space, cozy with four. Great for two, by the way.
Great for two. I'm like farting over here.
Oh,
you don't even notice.
Absolutely. I had garlic cereal this morning and Haley hasn't complained about it once.
Yeah, garlic cereal.
But I heard this phrase, by the way, on a podcast recently. Someone said, this guy couldn't improvise a fart after a bean dinner.
That's great. That would have me in shambles if someone said that to me.
You can use it in your next role playing for Red Dead. I think it'd work really well. Yeah. But yeah, it's like it'd be great to have so many people come by the charity stream, but it's like we should probably keep it to four, maybe five for certain pockets, you know?
Just because
so
of the frame of the camera.
I think so. Yeah, because it can't get wider because of the curtain there. Even like if you see the welcome to Min-Max gift that somebody made immediately, which thank you, of like Sarah dancing and the Cheeto, it's like you can see the curtain in half that shot.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone noticed. Like five felt totally fine with me. It was just the mic thing.
Yeah, that was the only thing for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Greyhound says maybe some old Game Informer fans have gotten higher paying jobs as they age. Yeah,
maybe
reading Game Informer as a kid will prepare you well for life. By the way, we should mention there was a $10,000 donation, the biggest we've ever seen.
Just dropping that
anonymous donation, and
crazy.
You know, it's a fun little mystery. That person did follow up and send me a message, and it's not a secret celebrity or anything, but it's just someone's like, oh, I don't
someone
want my name out
really
there, but
cool.
Yeah, just somebody's like, oh, I really appreciated you all doing this. I think it's great. So here you go. So it's awesome.
They didn't even ask for a goddamn wish. They just said, and then silently walked away.
Wouldn't that be cool if $10,000 just for one wish?
And it was something really messed up.
Yeah, it was like, Sarah, cut Ben.
Slitterhead Ben. Shave his head and then cut it. She's like, okay.
Yeah. And then we just kill all music on the stream, just becomes really serious. Like, it's like, I guess $10,000 to cut into a head.
We call the hospital preemptively.
Like, oh, we get this all the time. You're talking to the Slitterheader. Yeah, he donates to all of the charity streams and makes people cut each other.
They
do it for the money.
And we do it.
Yeah, everyone does it. It's sick.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. It's nasty. DJ Tommy Pizza says the meetup the day before was fun and definitely helped too.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah,
I had so much fun there.
Yeah.
Everyone was so lovely.
I should have tracked it more closely, but I think we raised about $1,000 there through the charity raffles.
I haven't
raffles.
Heard that yet. That's fun.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Everyone there
was
so lovely. So many people just walked up to me and they were like just complimenting me in a row. I was like, this is insane. I was talking to my little sister about it. She's like, because there was one time at the last one where someone asked for a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really blew my mind that someone wants a picture with me. And I told my sister that. I was like, there's no way for me to tell you this without sounding like an asshole.
Right.
That's like full of my own shit. And I was just like, someone asked to have their picture with me. She's like, oh my God.
Like, I hate you now.
I hate you now.
But mommy loves you now? It's interesting how that dynamic works.
I'm a favorite for mommy. But like, I really forget that like people watch genuinely. And like, yeah, we have the chat and I love seeing it and then the Discord and stuff. But that it reaches that far that like people were there with their kids and like having fun and stuff. I'm like, that's a whole family.
It's always unexpected.
It's just, and then like sometimes you show us like screenshots of people, like their daughters say they love listening to us and stuff. And that like really hits me like crazy. Cause growing up, I just like, there wasn't any content like that for like little girls. You know what I mean? So I was just like, oh, that's so freaking great. I don't know. Just really nice.
Yeah.
There's also
yeah.
quite a lot of women at the meetup too. It was fun to talk to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Manic points out, I was amazed how many former Game Informer folks were also there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to advertise.
It was so nice to see Joe.
Yeah. Joe Juba was out there. Alex Van Aek was out there. Yeah. Alex Stadnick was in town.
I got to meet Alex
Stadnick. Yeah.
It was great. It was funny. I was talking to somebody and he was like helping me. Like we were trying to organize one of the donations to get moved away or like passed to somebody. And I was like, you should have this, blah, blah. I was like, he was like, yeah, take this. I looked up. I was like, you're Alex Stadnick. And I was like, yeah. And like Leo was inside as he burst out laughing. I was like, oh my God. What a sweet man.
It's very sweet.
Oh, there's
what a
him
tall,
and Alex
man.
Together. The two Alexes are so sweet.
I just want to watch him hug.
I know.
Not a sexual thing.
No,
not sexual.
Just like, not sexual, baby. This is the one time. The one time when the Alex's hug.
Yeah.
They're just so lovely. I love them.
We got A. Christ here. Not the Christ. A. Christ in chat saying,
them.
I wonder if Auction Powers has the kind of staying power that he could be like a for against vote thing, like the Metroid donation vote from Awesome Games Done Quick. I do think there's ways we could gamify things in the future
yes.
with like a running pool or a for or against thing.
Yes.
The back end tools wise,
we would have
bit...
to figure that out. But yeah, Kelsey brought that up in our morning meeting this morning, and I've thought about it since then. It's like, yes, that is absolutely the perfect option for people to make little donos. It's like, yeah, I want to donate $5. It's like, it feels like I'm not doing much, even if you get a game code, but it's very fun to like gamify it. And $5, where's it going? Bucket where auction comes back, bucket where he doesn't. You know, that's so fun.
I think it was Sarah that brought it up. Credit where credit's due.
Oh, sorry, Sarah.
Sarah, please.
Sorry,
you're not,
Sarah.
You're not the same, in her mind.
My bad, Sarah.
Just relax, Sarah. Relax. Don't cut me. Don't cut me.
Don't cut him.
But yeah, I worry about like give MNs. Sarah has the knife emoji.
Sorry, Sarah.
The back end for give MN is not as intricate as some other places, but I'm trying to think, like, does Tiltify, I always forget how the system works.
Why
like,
do we have to use give MN?
Because that's the give to the max system. Like that's how the things are going directly to these nonprofits.
Could
in
we
Minnesota.
Not do different tools and then donate it all to them?
That gets messy. It's like you can.
Tax.
Well, no, I think where it gets messy is you really have to over explain to be really clear in the messaging, like this money is going into our bank account and then we're depositing it all. But
yeah.
I feel like in a post Gerard the Completionist world,
yeah.
I don't want to have that messaging of like technically 100% of this money is going to us and then we'll prove to you we donate it. It's just it's so much cleaner to be like the money is just directly to
is funneling past us to the person.
But
there's not other tools that let you do that.
There's gotta be.
Yeah.
There's gotta be. So we can definitely look into that to find some way to make that work.
Even I think gamifying the donation process is like the next tier of we'll see like crazy engagement.
Yeah. Let me write that down as a note of like I hadn't thought about like I don't know if it's Auction Powers, but that idea of like
yeah, like what if there was, we're talking about punishment and nice stuff. What if it was Haley eats Da Bomb Nuggies, Haley gets ordered a Juicy Lucy. You know what I mean? And then like people, and I'm like, I'll do either. Have at
it.
And we just like see where the money goes. That'd be such a fun way. And then like in live in the moment, we can be like, what's it at?
Yeah.
Like, oh, 100 just went into the Juicy Lucy. Yeah, phew. I don't know. That would just be so much more fun.
Yeah, because we kind of had that a little bit with like donate to wish for auction to come back or to not come back. And
yeah.
like, that was kind of that idea, but if there's like a meter
on screen.
But then
there was like five yes and like three no, and it kind of feels like the wishes are just going to get ignored because we're going to bring them back.
I was happy when it seemed like it was hitting that idea of like someone wished for like Auction Powers to die, but then it still was
wasn't
winning.
Wasn't that Bob Buell
maybe.
Or something?
But the wish was also for them to, for Auction to come back. So it's like, narratively, this is perfect because we know he's coming back, but he's a different person. So if like the wishes can justify
it
why it's
out.
A different person,
yeah.
the lore will totally be coherent.
We really care
and it'll
about
be perfect.
The lore here at VenMax.
All right. Here we go, everybody. I think that's it for this episode of Bonus Pod.
That was fun.
People are wondering if you're sticking around for Thanksgiving, Haley.
No, Thanksgiving was actually months ago. You guys are weird having it this late in the year, so close to Christmas. So
it's kind of a sick time.
I'm actually a little bit worried about the airport tomorrow. I didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
At least it's a day, isn't Thursday Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
At least it's a day before the day before.
I think it'll be okay.
If it was Wednesday, maybe it'd be kind of risky. But.
We got a good airport, too. I think you'll be all right.
Cool.
All right. But thank you so much, everybody, for unlocking Bonus Pod, sharing it with a friend. We greatly appreciate it.
Please.
Couldn't do this whole thing without you. I guess I shouldn't wrap up your show, Haley.
Nah. You're clearly doing it already. It's fine. I like it.
Yeah, we got the episode of the podcast this week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Leo's rapid fire on Indiana Jones.
It's so
live.
Good.
Yeah, any help sharing that
Watch
is appreciated.
That. It's so funny.
And the cool thing, too, is this was a Kyle idea, is we typically like screen those rapid fires for like people on the team to get feedback. Like what is actually funny? We write these jokes, but then when we record it, it's like some things pop and some things don't. And so just seeing what actually is funny, we can cut the stuff that doesn't work, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And if you're at the backstage pass tier, the $10 tier, you can watch that screening, which is basically an extra 10 minutes of Indiana Jones rapid fire stuff. And it's like Haley and myself and Kyle
just laughing at the video.
Laughing at the video, but then also afterwards, I think the interesting part is like you can get to hear the discussions
the
of
laughter.
Like, yes. But then it's like, hey, this worked, this didn't. You know, have you thought about this? You know, maybe you can end with this joke, move this joke up. Like that type of stuff I think is kind of fun if you're a production nerd.
And like Leo's like editing it live too.
Right.
You get to see it.
Yeah. So that's all at the Backstage Pass here in the Backstage Pass channel in the Discord if you want to check that out. Greatly appreciate it. But all right, I think that's it for this episode of Bonus Pod.
Thanks everyone for making it so I could even come here.
Yeah,
this
that
is
so true.
Nice. It's lovely. I love coming here every year. I look forward to it every year now.
Oh, sweet.
Hopefully I can come next year.
I think that makes sense.
Yippee!
All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
Bye.